I'm sitting in the offices of P3, which is a charity service provider. Not really sure. I'm going to find out all about it now. I'm sitting with a guy called Sean Windhurst. Wimhurst. That's a bit of a strange name. Sean, you can tell me about your name first.
I believe it's Old English, but I don't know. I don't really know the history of it, but
Okay. So tell me a little bit about P3.
well, we are a charity. We're a social inclusion charity. We're based in several locations throughout the country, but the focus here, I suppose, is in East Midlands, and mainly in East Midlands, we work with people with mental health difficulties. Our services are funded by supporting people, which is basically housing benefit money. We provide supported housing and floating support for people with mental health difficulties. So we do the practical stuff for folk that give them headspace to think about their mental health difficulties, really. It's really difficult to sort out what's happening with your mental health if you've got nowhere to live, if you can't pay your bills properly. Initially, how supporting people came about was that they recognised that there was a lot of people who had mental health problems who ended up in hospital because of social factors, because of, like I said, they couldn't deal with the bills, they were having rows with their neighbours. So they decided to focus on more of the practical stuff. So that's basically what we do.
Are you the only charity? Is there other charities that do this as well?
There are a few, but we're the main provider in Erewash and in South Derbyshire, so.
Okay. And I live around here. I lived here a few years. I noticed a building nearby to me because I'm nosy like that. And you had an open day there. And there was a number of people there, I presume, have either been at the house or lived at the house before. What sort of time scales is involved on average with the mental health issues, and what is the most issues that you see? Which area would you say the most support is needed?
The place you're talking about is actually a homeless hostel, and it's not necessarily focused on mental health issues down there. I mean, that is part of a separate service, but I mean, we do link together, we do work together in, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people who experience homelessness that also experience mental health issues. But as regards the hostel, a lot of the folk there, but for the grace of God, go you and I, really. I mean, it's people who, a lot of the time, we get people who experience relationship issues that mean that they lose housing, people lose their jobs. We have people who have troubles with addiction issues and stuff like that. But what we try and do at the hostel is provide a bit of stability for folk and then work on moving them on into sort of housing that they can support longer term.
Okay. And how long have you actually been doing this, and what's your role in all of this?
I've been working for P3 for 5 years. Prior to that, I was working for the NHS. I'm actually a mental health trained nurse, so my title is Associate Director for Mental Health Services. So I've got an overview of the mental health services, try and make sure that service works.
Okay. So, one of the questions that I do have as well is obviously charities right now are going to be very affected by recession and the downturn. A lot of money is not coming into charities. I know you're funded differently. If there's things that you could change, I mean, we see things all the time on the news about MPs, spending this, that, and the other. Is there anything in the business that if you had a magic wand or money or injection from somewhere or ideas that you've got bubbling around that you've had for the last 4 or 5 years and you could put them into place, what would they be?
I mean, like I say, our main funding comes from supporting people, and that's very much ring-fence funding, although that's always constantly under review from the government. But what we would like to do is look at stuff we can do as a bolt-on, as an add-on. We're very focused on what we can do within the SP money, because it's we're judged on how well we perform within very fixed parameters. What we'd like to do is to access other sort of streams of money, so we can look at other more practical stuff. Like, we're thinking about a group, because we're very much focused on individual support within the structure of SP, but there's a lot of our clients who would respond better to a sort of group structure, and we'd like to put something in place around more sort of group work. particularly focused on volunteering opportunities, educational opportunities, and stuff that people can that can maintain people long term. So keep people out of mental health services, basically, so they don't get entrenched in this, getting into hospital and having to come back out again and rebuild all their lives. A lot of the stuff that around that can be, people can be maintained in mainstream services. Mm-hmm. If you can get them into an education, if you can get them into an interest, if you can get them into photography, or if you can get them into...
Motivated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's something that's more mainstream, though, that doesn't have to be involved with mental health, that we can keep them out of that sort of service. I mean, obviously, some people need to access mental health services, but people do get dragged into it sometimes, I think, when they don't need to be.
Yeah. And finally, I presume there's been a massive upturn in you know, the requirement for this, because of there is a lot of things to be stressed about with the economy and jobs disappearing. And you must have a massive amount of numbers year on year, I can imagine, the last couple of years. I know there's no silver bullet or tips that you can sort of give, but if there's people out there right now who are listening to this audio from whatever means, and they have got sort of mental health issues, what would be their plan? What would their first thing to do? Because there's going to be a lot of confused people. What would you recommend?
And people who... Initially, I think your first port of call is generally your GP. If you've got mental health issues, the GP is a portal to most stuff. Most of our referrals come via agencies that are concerned with people's well-being. Via things like Adaction, via housing services, we get a lot of referrals through there. But I mean, we're also open to self-referrals, so if anybody feels that they are struggling, then and you live in the Swadling Coat area or the Erewash area, then have a look for us, have a look at our website. And
what's your website URL?
It's p3charity.com. So if you can, if you look at the addresses on there, then and send us a referral in, then we'll have a look at it and see if we can get out to see you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sean, for your time.
Cheers.